No, he's got like lyrics and a melody and stuff. But if you feel the need to chime in, we're empowering you to do so.
Hey, mm-hmm. I'm not cool.
You said, are you easygoing?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't say. You're a very particular fellow.
Am I?
You like things a very particular way.
Do I?
Yeah. Are you just finding out that you're like high strung or...
Did you know that there was a torture in medieval times where medieval? Or is it medieval?
I like the way that you say it.
So it's medieval then. I am not easygoing. F*** you, Tully. Oh my God. My balls is totally moving, new and improving. Now can we get back up? I've got the heart and desire. My balls are on fire, ready to take us to the top. Welcome to the show. Did you know?
Hello, everybody. Welcome. On the other side of this plume of smoke is our guest this week, Dryden Mitchell from Alien Ant Farm.
I brought my only fan with me.
Everybody. Oh, that was pretty good, though. Everybody, close your eyes. There's a dragon in the room. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I was there.
Quick impression, a dragon.
A hovering dragon.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, he's clearly just hanging in this. He's staring you down. He's intimidating.
Right before he lands and burns us all.
You know, when I'm ever in like a loud nightclub and somebody asks what's my name and I say Dryden, they always say, Dragon? I said, yeah, bitch, my name's Dragon.
It's tempting. Like when you're a dude, it's tempting to just be like, yeah.
Sorry, I called the imaginary person a bitch.
I'm sure they were. Yeah. Is that like a family name? How does one end up with a first name like that?
Dryden, it was my grandfather's name. He's Canadian. He hated it, so he changed his name to Ken. My mom said she was naming me Dryden. I think he begged her not to.
Nah.
How do you feel about it?
Well, it's better than Kenneth, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've never met a Ken.
No offense to Ken, but Dryden's sick.
Ken Dryden, I know he's a goalie.
That sounds like a race car driver.
I think a 15th century poet named Dryden.
That makes sense.
Now I'm just some dude calling girls bitches in the nightclub who call me Dragon.
Calling them that is, you got to really know them, you know?
Yeah.
I only call my best girlfriends bitches. If I don't know a girl and I call her a bitch, it's kind of like the C word.
It is rude.
I saw an Irish guy explaining the C word the other day and saying, stop trying to check me for saying the C word, because you know we're not allowed to have guns. We're not allowed because they got a lot of rules in Ireland where they can't have certain things that we can in America. Hell yeah, but don't you dare take their C word from them. And then he defended Scottish people, obviously Irish people, and some other
the
foreign
Welsh?
Maybe yeah, and then Australians. He said we deserve to have it too, because he did explain it in a way where he's like, in America you're pretty mean when you're saying it. When you're a C-bomb, you're bad. But in Australia or Ireland or Scotland, you can be a happy C-bomb, you know what I mean? You can be a silly C-bomb, you can be all these other things that it's actually quite jolly and it's a C-bomb. So it's like not offensive. And when he said it, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm from Australia, but it made a lot of sense. I was like, yeah, that's the thing. We don't, you know, like a silly C-bomb. Sorry, I wish I could say it. YouTube is so bad. But if you can try to picture me saying that, is it offensive if I say you're a silly C-bomb?
No. You sound like the Trix Rabbit of Australia all of a sudden.
Right.
You'd be doing cereal ads.
Yeah, it just seems delightful and approachable. You know?
Silly C-bomb.
You're a funny aunt, you know? Can I do that?
It's not what McCone? It's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's not what you do, it's how you do it.
Right? You're walking on the line. We'll see.
Man, I'm walking on the line. I swear, the robots, the bot, whatever, the man, the thing with the thing and the community with your money and your pushing, don't say this, don't say that. I just want to smash you. I just want to get you and smash you out. Yeah. You don't need to be around us anymore.
Yeah,
we're born. Guess what we came out of? Vagina.
A silly sea.
Stop me from coming out of a vagina.
You came out of a silly sea.
We all flew out of one. And guess how we came? Guess how we were made in the vagina? Things with big, veiny, in, out, and then... No, don't say that. That's where we are. That's where we came from. That's what I am. I'm splooge that came out of a...
You said it.
It's getting beeped. It's getting... until the first 10 minutes. It's getting beeped out.
Should we just start the show over? You want to sing the song again?
I just can't... I just can't handle it. It's ridiculous. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me.
I saw you the other day on the Pauly Shore show. That was weird, right?
Yeah, it was intense. I had, like, Silly String I didn't know had... I don't know if it's just straight rubbing alcohol, but I remember turning to you, and I'm a big fan, and all of a sudden, Silly String alcohol right in my eyeballs at the same time.
You had glasses on though, didn't you?
No.
Oh.
If I did, it somehow went through in weirdness.
I got you in the eye.
I have somebody.
It wasn't me, because I was definitely trying to not get people in the eye. Maybe it was me.
Silly String burns eyeballs?
Dude, it was...
I didn't know.
It was nuts.
Wait, I sprayed myself in the face with it.
Well, you're a different breed, okay?
I closed my eyes, though.
Yeah.
Maybe that was what it was.
Well, I'm glad
But that's a crazy show, Michael.
Is it?
Yeah. He does a lot of weird stuff, and he has a lot of people on at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like having him on, and then all of a sudden I have 7 special guests. One's like a OnlyFans hot lady, and then this Joker... And then some comedy guy that's not gay, but I think he is thing.
I thought she was a comedian, the OnlyFans. She.
You're a comedian now for saying that.
Yeah, she was tall. She had her silly C was right in front of my face.
Yeah, it was a silly C. It was, but she was being nice to me, and I'm really bad with women. Like, I don't understand what's going on, and the ones I like, I don't really like, and then I figure it out afterwards, but. I thought she liked me.
You take any term of, like, you take any kind of positivity as in, like, she wants to.
I think anybody that's nice to me wants to have sex with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's from, like, childhood damage. Wah. But anyway.
I mean, what is your batting average on interpreting things that way? Are you right?
Oh, I would say that I am 2 out of 10.
Yeah.
Which tells me that I've got mental problems.
Mm. It's tough. I was thinking about that this morning, actually, that, like, women are – we want women to be friendly, and we criticize women when they're, like, not cool to people. But then when women are friendly, very often are like, oh, she must just only be nice to me. She totally wants to sleep with me. And that would lead women to go, maybe I should be selective about who I'm cool to, which would make us think that a lot of women are bees who aren't really.
She was talking about – because Pauly Shore was questioning me about my sexual
We got all day, baby.
Why'd that word go? Innuendos?
Empanadas?
Is it an empanada?
Your promiscuity? Your innuendo?
Wait, innuendo.
Okay.
Innuendo? Yeah.
I mean, that's the word, but I don't think it means what you think it means.
Oh, then.
I mean, that's the word.
Inclinations?
Nah. What was the other word you said?
Promiscuity?
Yeah, promiscuity.
Your inclinations.
Inclinations.
That's what I said.
Thanks
That's
for stopping by, San Diego.
Nice try, Brianna.
Wait. Yeah, but she said that she thought it was hot.
Uh-huh.
And that's what made me think that she wanted to sleep with me.
Yeah, I think when you say, this is what I like sexually, and a girl says that's hot, unless she's Paris Hilton, there's a pretty good chance she wants to sleep with you.
Right. Well, she might be a bit of a Paris Hilton I hit her up afterwards on Instagram and I was like, maybe we could go out. And she was like, yeah, that's maybe. No.
Ooh.
I would love to see you two together.
Would have been cool.
Build something special.
I would have liked it. But you know what? She's got 1 million followers, and 1 million follower girls don't go out with guys.
She's like
me.
It all started when I blinded the singer from Alien Ant Farm on Pauly Shore.
Yeah, that's a romantic tale.
Yeah, you two could settle down, get a quiet place somewhere in a suburb.
It could have worked, man. But we couldn't. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But we could have gone to the gym together and stuff.
Sure.
I don't know. It doesn't work. Who cares, you know? Like, seriously.
I wanted to hear her jokes.
She's not a comedian.
Sure
it's
did?
Not. I don't. That's not true. Did she say that?
Well, she told my wife and I that she was a comedian, and then I don't know if she just didn't want to come out of the gate with the OnlyFans. But I don't know. I don't think anyone was going to be bummed if they knew that she was OnlyFans.
I'm pretty sure that's her job.
I think she's not paying her bills exclusively with stand-up comedy.
Look, as a professional comedian who's just recently discovered that he's a monster at comedy, I don't know. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but holy crap, you guys, I'm a demon.
You're a badass, but you got to go home.
2 weeks ago, I would have said, "Man, I dabble," but now I'm like, "Holy crap, sorry everybody. I feel sorry for everyone. Don't make it a race cuz I'll crush you." But check it out. Now that I've said that,
you're a headliner.
I feel bad. I'm headlining material. Thank you. There's a lot of pretty girls, and I blame Whitney Cummings for this.
She's cute.
Whitney Cummings, who else do I want to blame? Because I don't want to put it all on her, because it's not in 100% her fault, but it's like 89% her fault, and then whatever the rest of that math is, like Annie Letterman and some other people's faults. So it's cute girls that are very funny. And then cute girls that are in LA go to the Comedy Store, see that, and go,
"I can do that."
Oh, yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah, but my because friends, because and this is going to be tough for you, ladies, pretty ladies. Are you listening? With all your OnlyFans stuff and all your followers, because you show your abs and stuff, which is great. I respect it. I think it's great. I respect your hustle. But you don't know what it's like to actually, because you were born that way. This is going to sound very, I'm going to sound like a male chauvinist right now, but I'm digging in because I feel like I'm correct. You were born that way and it's working out for you. But to be good at comedy, skateboarding, music, lifting weights, microchip technology, just to spread my wings a little bit, all those things.
your dragon wings, your hovering wings, do it.
Listen to me.
Close your eyes now.
Close your eyes and listen to the dragon. You guys haven't dug in yet, and you haven't put in the work. And when you put in the work, you're going to fail, and you're going to fail over and over and over again. And you never give up until you become a shining diamond. And until then, you're just a poopy rock. All right? Now listen to the dragon when it's talking to you. And that's why you say you're a comedian, but you don't actually go to the comedy club and do comedy and fail for 10 years until you're a comedian. You say, "I'm actually a comedian," and you haven't gone yet. You haven't actually gone yet. I know, I now know, I hit my head so much. At five really pretty girls that I've met in the last 2 years are dabbling in comedy that haven't done comedy. They just tell people they're going to do it. I'm like, "Why don't you do it? We could do an open mic tonight." "Yeah, I'm going to get to it. I've been working on it." And I'm like, "Working on it? Like where?" I've been writing some stuff down. I'm like, "Say it. Say it to somebody."
They're tightening it up.
It's because you're scared of failing. And if you got to listen, Arnold Schwarzenegger, listen to him. Listen to Bruce Lee. Wait, he died. But seriously, he's on video. You've got to fail. Failing. Listen to what's my favorite movie besides John Wick?
Uncle Buck.
The Equalizer. Oh.
Uncle Buck, no?
No, no. No.
Sorry.
Equalizer, his name is?
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington.
John Candy.
I've never learned anything from success. I've learned from failure. So you have to fail. You have to get up and you have to fail over and over and over and over again. And that's where the lesson is. And that's where the gift is. That's where God exists. Not in success, in failure. You know, because you're a great musician. You weren't great when you started, were you?
I'm still struggling on great now,
he's
bro.
Still struggling. And what is he doing? He's got a new album coming out. Because what is he?
I'm a failure. I'm a successful failure.
Yes!
That's the key.
You missed that one bit at the start. Yes. He's a successful failure because that's what it takes to be good, is to fail and not quit. Rocky Balboa, he beat Ivan Drago on steroids, and at the time, Rocky Balboa was completely au naturel, and he won. He beat Drago. Sure, he got incredible amounts of brain damage from that, but he seemed to have bounced back. Like, 20 years later, he was, like, running that restaurant and stuff. He helped Creed win a few fights, even.
Planet Hollywood?
Creed's son. Rocky Balboa, not Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, okay.
Stay with me.
I'm sorry.
Rocky Balboa, the man, Like, imagine in the world Rocky Balboa is real.
Yeah, when he gave his kid a Lambo.
This is where I live.
And that robot he gave his kid. Remember how cool that was?
Remember Paulie? He died, right?
Paulie died.
But, you know, they removed the robot. They did a director's cut of the movie and they cut out the robot.
Why?
He was gay.
Dang.
Yeah, they're against gays.
I heard the original movie was called Cocky, too, but that was gay also.
That is a little gay. See what you did
Cocky.
There.
Hey, are you going to see Cocky 3? Like, you haven't seen enough of 1 and 2?
Actually, I've seen it all. Hey, everybody. It's Jason Ellis with the Jason Ellis Show, talking to you about my favorite sponsor. No exaggeration. Blue Chew.
If you think he talks about it a lot on the podcast, you should hear him not on the podcast.
They call me the Blue Tongue Lizard now because my tongue is always blue because I'm always on Blue Chew because I'm always giving it to him, Michael.
He's got boners even when we wish he wouldn't.
Sometimes I do it and I just go to the gym.
The best part is you can go to the gym with your boner. You don't need to go to a doctor's office.
Nah.
They're lame.
There's no doctors there. They smell weird. Yeah. And they're all old and stuff.
Some guys are weird about, like, oh, I can't get boners anymore. Well, you don't have to have that conversation with some weird old creep.
Yeah, cry me a river.
You can have a discreet, anonymous online experience, and then you can get some raging, indiscreet boners.
Right. If you're not like me and you don't want everyone to know that you're taking Blue Chews, it comes in a discreet package, so nobody knows as well.
That's right.
But when I get it at the door, I go, I got Blue Chews! Who wants a good going over?
Attention, all neighbors. I am rock hard. Thank you, Blue Chew.
Hey, neighbor, look at how many towels I'm holding up with no hands.
Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex and bigger, more raginger boners.
Yeah.
Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. And here's a special deal for our listeners. Come closer, friends. Try Blue Chew free when you use the promo code Ellis at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code Ellis to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety boner information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Boing!
Never give up. And all you guys out there that want to be whatever it is you want to be, don't talk about it. Do it. Stop talking about it and get in there. You know? Dive into the deep end and drown. That is great advice.
I think it is good advice. The whole 10,000 hours thing, you can be awesome from the get-go, but you still need that simmering time. And you have to deal with, a lot of people don't know, like, entertainment-wise, how much a part of the people in front of you are to that evening.
Yeah.
You know, because it really is all about them. You got to remove yourself. You got to be a badass and then kind of forget that you're facilitating a cool night for somebody, whether it be musically or comedically. So I think it is good advice.
Yeah. I think it's a curse to be incredibly talented, because hard work, there's more glory in it. Like, if you just get there and you're really good straight off the bat, you can't appreciate it as much. If you start and you suck and you're like, man, how do they do that? And then you become that thing that you were like, that seems impossible to get to. It's an even more glorious feeling.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've been talented at something and I've been really bad at something and I got good at both of them. And I can tell you that the first one, where I was really untalented and I got good at it, is far more fulfilling.
Yeah, there's a reward there.
So I'm under the impression that we are in the midst of a new metal revival. I saw the release of your band's new album, Couched, as you guys are part of the new metal.
Yeah, I've always wondered what, I know what new metal is, and we came at that time. Mm-hmm. We're such a hodgepodge of influences that I never really accepted that, or maybe just never wanted to be part of that gang, even though I do, I guess, quote unquote, like new metal bands. But I never felt like we were heavy enough or whatever it is that. But yeah, I guess there is a revival, and I'm happy that we've kind of stuck together and long enough to create something cool, a piece of art that we appreciate as musicians.
Did you ever break up?
Yeah, it's such a weird, you know, it's like a marriage with four dudes and all kinds of things happening in between.
I would have been into that a couple of years ago.
Not the marriage part, though, just four dudes.
No, it sounds like a pretty, like, that's a real cool hug. I mean, you want to Netflix and chill. That is the ultimate chill. Because think of the charcuterie board.
Yeah, but you know, when you learn everyone's tricks, it's not as cool. It's not as it's more romantic on paper, right?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
So you did break up, and then you got back together?
Yeah, I think for sure. You've
had musical differences in the past?
I don't know if we maybe just called them that. You know, just differences in life. You know, we saw a little bit of stardom in the early years, and then you add heaping amounts of alcohol and cocaine and all
that.
You got
into that?
I love that stuff. That's why I don't do it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, me too.
I'm about three years sober now, coming up on, I think.
Nice. I feel like I can relate when it comes to being successful and getting caught up in the bullshit and believing your own hype, and then fading away and realizing that you are just a man and coming back to earth and then staying in the game, fighting your way to stay in the game and having a different appreciation for everything now that you've been through these different...
It's very odd to see rock and roll through my lens as opposed to my lens when it was 23 years old. That's for sure. Yeah. There's days where I don't know what is exciting about like traveling and like with the dudes, you know what I mean? But there is that music, like that thing that unites us is just our love for music. But yeah, the what I thought was a good time and all that travel of trying to, you know, find who you're gonna bone that night, what drugs were available, all that.
Now that's off the table.
Again, romantic on paper.
Yeah, it's like, man, this flight's pretty long, and is this really dinner, or is there any food?
Yeah. How long is it actually fun for? Because it's got to be fun for a good long run.
Well, if you stay on, I see why these people die sometimes. If you stay kind of boozed up and oblivious to the realities of the world, it's fun forever. Until you're fat and wasted and over. So I don't know. There's healthy distractions now. I just, again, like so little bit of a day seems like there's any music involved or any comedy involved. You know what I mean? Your day from start to finish, you get, you know, these healthy distractions, like this podcast is badass. When I get to do 45 minutes to an hour of stage time is really, really cool. All the extracurricular is like, is that worth it?
Yeah. I think I've only just, because I'm still new at comedy and I don't get to go on the road like a proper comedian, but I did recently this weekend and I felt like I'm in a room by myself and then I go to a place where everybody laughs and everybody loves me and then I walk out the door and go back to the room.
It's quiet.
And I'm by myself, and nobody cares, and it's over. And then I go on a plane, or it's all mellow, it's all normal.
Or you don't even talk for, 22 hours?
A little bit. Yeah, like I feel like the next day.
A little bit of texting here and there.
Yeah. Like I feel like wanting to communicate with other people when you're pushing yourself musically or telling jokes, whatever it is that is your career, you want to switch off after it. So, like, having an engagement with, like, having a really interesting conversation with somebody the next day doesn't seem that appetizing to me, because I'm kind of like, you know what, I kind of need to save it for later on today, which makes me feel like I'm dark and boring.
Yeah, well, and there's a lot of feast and famine, like, feast or famine in that, like you just said, a lot of quiet, and then there's a lot of chaos, and for personality like mine that's already like almost a dual personality, it turns a little fuzzy and weird on you, I think.
Yeah, it's a bit sad. Like I got home yesterday and I was sad. Like I
love laughing at your sadness. I barely know you. I'm just cracking
funny.
Up.
I just felt like I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know. I don't really want to say anything. I don't want to talk to anybody. But I do want to, and I felt like when I was telling jokes, everybody thought I was real cool. And then afterwards, when someone wants to talk to me, I remember thinking, have some energy for that, because they're very excited to see you, and your response to them saying that, you know, they thought you were great needs to be respectful of that. You know, like they've had a few beers and they're like, man, that was awesome. You need to be like, thank you, man. I really appreciate that. And it's cool that you gave a shit enough to say something to me. So you kind of pour everything you've got out, and then when you leave, you say nothing to anyone.
You just beeline for the Uber or the after show food and then hotel.
Not even that. I didn't even do that. I saved some donut holes. So when I got back to the hotel room, I had 4 donut holes, and every one of them was glorious.
That sugar, that come down, that's why you got all sad, I think, maybe.
You think it was the sugar?
Donut holes are sad little balls.
Dude, you know what I discovered?
Twinkie defense?
Yeah.
Are they? I don't think they're sad little balls. I think they're happy little balls of joy. I mean, they bring so much pleasure to me.
Yeah, I enjoy sucking down a good munchkin.
I do think that if I start to do it enough and figure it out, I would like to go to like a cake store in the daytime and then get them, put them in my hotel room. And then I know when I get home, when I get back to the room, it's a little party for me. You know, like I get I want like donuts that have custard and stuff in them.
Oh, so you're like eclairs and...
Yeah, eclairs are a bit basic for me. I like surprises that I bite into it and squirts jam all over me. That sounded gay, but you know what I mean?
Something, right. Pollywogs.
Yeah, things that pop and then another taste comes flying out.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded really gay to me.
No, it sounds extremely gay, but it makes complete sense to me.
Just for the record. I mean, look, I'm into gay candy, but I'm not into gay men.
Are we doing the segment now? Feels like we're...
Yeah, we should do a segment. Because you used to listen to our show back in the day.
I listened to your Sirius show. I first, even when it brought me something, when you mentioned Whitney Cummings too, like the first time I ever heard of her, obviously she's uber famous, but was on Howard Stern. And I think my, at least around about, I think I knew of you before Howard. But when you on Howard was just amazing. And then from there, I just like, I gotta listen to this guy on Sirius.
Yeah, Howard Stern did me a favor.
Super, super dope shows back then, man.
Yeah.
There was a few people maybe in my head, but I always had a feeling that you could have filled Artie's chair.
Yeah.
You could have been that guy. I think that maybe a little too outspoken, though. I think you're your own dude.
Yeah. Artie's his own dude too. That's why it ended up.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's also a certain, like, they're very different people, but there's a certain blue collar East Coast thing to everybody there.
Was not that.
And you'd be a bit of a sore thumb if you couldn't default back to that.
It's weird though. And I listened to them. You worked on that show pretty badass. It just was pretty, pretty good.
Yeah. I felt like I was more of a person to be laughed at, not laughed with. But yeah. I also was...
But I mean, yeah.
I was okay with it because it was the Howard Stern show.
Exactly.
I'll go on it. I mean, for Christ's sakes, I got on there because I pitched putting M&Ms in my foreskin.
Yeah, you want to show the Don your tricks kind
of
thing.
Like, I remember the first time where he thought I was good was when he was like, do you want to let... what's his name? Take the nipple clamps off your privates. And I remember him looking at me going... Do you want to let him take them off? And I was like, yeah, I'm okay with that. And he went, this is going to, you and I just came up with a thing. Like, you agreeing to this is going to be a home run. And I remember the joy that I got from Howard Stern thinking that I was a part of something that was good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't regret it at all. As a matter of fact, I wish I could do it again. I thought it was great. I still think he's great.
I think you could stuff like another M&M or two. Then would you do like 40-something or I don't remember.
I doubled I did 50. He did 25 and I did 50.
Yeah, I think
but he had a little one, so it made it easy.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. This podcast is brought to you by Factor, the meals that are ready to go.
You see this? It's a sandwich. I made it for lunch, and it absolutely sucks. Boy, I wish I had a meal, a chef-driven, freshly prepared meal to eat for lunch. But who's got the time? Luckily, with our friends at Factor. You don't need the time. They've done all the work for you. If you've got a microwave and 2 minutes, you've got a menu of 35 options.
Comes with its own plate, so you can just eat it and then put the thing in the trash. I got them the other day. And I just saved so much money for the whole week because I just ate Factor breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it works, man. They're really tasty.
And tailored to whatever you're doing diet-wise, if you're leaning keto, if you're a vegetarian, or if you just want to eat decent, healthy, delicious food, Factor, it's everywhere. You want to be your solution for fast premium meals without the need for any cooking at all. Just stab it a couple times with the fork in the plastic and you are all set.
Head to factormeals.com/Ellis50 and use code Ellis50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code Ellis50 at factormeals.com/Ellis50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Ooh. While subscription is active.
So you mentioned that one of your favorite segments on the old Sirius show was the Is It Gay?
Is It Gay?
Dude, Is It Gay?
Dude, Is It Gay?
Is not, I mean, it's a segment that we used to do routinely a very long time ago. The world has changed a lot since we were doing
this. Was kind of on the drive here thinking like, well, maybe it's too, I don't know, everything seemed cooler. I feel like such an old guy to say stuff was cooler back then. At least more like off the cuff. It wasn't so like completely like ridiculed if you said something so bad. When you were talking about Magneto possibly being gay, I wanted to say, you know, Magneto with an F, but I felt like maybe that would be like
Jesus,
terrible.
Dude.
Yeah.
Can I say it? Or?
No, you cannot. But you know can't say, I guess we can't say off the podcast.
Here's the thing. In the 90s, you kind of already couldn't say that.
Can I please say...
No, you cannot say that. Don't say that.
I can't say Magneto.
Are you gay?
Are
you gay?
No.
Then no.
Please?
No.
Anyone?
Please, can you not?
Okay. Magneto.
Thank you.
Hey, well, you guys figure that out. As long as we're talking
about... We've got to make a new intro, everybody. Yeah. We don't have the old one.
Give me a second, because I want to do this anyway. This is as good a time as any. As long as we're talking about inappropriate stuff that maybe used to be okay, that doesn't fly like it used to,
right.
I feel compelled to ask you about the crotch incident on stage.
Uh-huh.
Because, do you remember we talked about this at the time? I mean, a neutral observer saw guys in the crowd going, yeah, holding their hand up, and you grabbing a guy's hand and guiding it to your crotch. And I don't think anybody judged that to be like, oh man, he was trying to get a hand job.
Yeah, it was like $10,000 later too.
But it was inappropriate, and the guy, his story was, and I can't see into the heart and soul of another man, was like, I was okay with it at the time, and then I went home and thought about it, and I realized that it was really deeply uncool, and I found it very unsettling. Hey, man, he literally said, hey, man. So.
We're getting flagged.
When that was news, I'm reading a statement from you to the Daily Mail. I want to tell my story, but I have to listen to my lawyers. I'll be more than happy to speak later. I do want the story out there because what happened was not right. Is it now time for you to clear the air?
Sure, but I never said that. But it sounds good. Sounds like something maybe I would say.
Wait, you're saying you didn't say that?
I never talked to the Daily
Mail. Have you ever felt the need to clear the air about this particular subject?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was the victim.
Yeah, there you go. See, like, I don't remember saying that.
But he's not.
Let's call the victim.
Holy, but he's way not, to trap it, Michael. That was good.
But he's not here, so I don't.
So you speak for him.
I feel like the victim, man.
It's fair. Did you have to pay him
$10,000 or some crap?
Just for over the pants?
Well, I don't know if I had to pay him, but you know, when
was
you
it
start...
in the pants or over the pants?
Over the pants, bro.
What the hell?
You remember the video?
Here's
we watched it. We watched it. It was super sexy.
Here's the deal.
Oh,
you know how many shows I've played where
a hand on your genitals?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, you do that a lot.
Let's go. Let's play tonight. Let's do a show tonight.
You know Gallagher with the watermelons? That's him. Hands on his crotch.
Can I say Gallagher with an F? Or, no, it doesn't work. It doesn't work with Gallagher.
You can say that guy's a piece of shit. You can say whatever you want about Gallagher.
Fallager. What is Fallager?
Take that.
I've had people like take my watch off of my wrist because I go into the crowd and kind of sing a chorus and have people come in. People like kind of pulling on your shirt.
Yeah, I hate that.
Trying
to
get you in a damn headlock. I'm like, what is this guy? There's no like vibe of funness here. I can't recall the incident per se with that specific dude.
Oh, here it is.
It's showing right there.
Yeah. Memory lane.
It had to have been a scenario. There he goes. That was the whole thing. That was the whole thing.
That wasn't
thing.
Even palm on genitals. That was knuckles.
Yeah.
Come on. You had to pay that guy $10,000.
I want my money back.
Yeah, that's fair.
Or at least to go further.
Yeah.
Something.
That.
A guy did that to me on the subway one time.
Yeah, 1986, baby.
Yeah, you fag. I'm allowed to. I'm gay.
How come you get to say it?
I'm gay.
That's
how many
sucks.
Men have you slept with?
Zero.
Be quiet.
I bit a dong. Yeah, I bet you did.
All right, you can say one.
I bit a dong.
Don't say
what, one. Was it a VIP meet and greet?
No, it was our drum tech. He was sleeping. And I said, I got to get him somehow. Got to get him, you know, yeah. Kind of shock value. The camera's on. So I pulled his little 3-incher out of the boxer hole, and I just freaking... that's what I should have got sued for.
That's funny, though. So somebody called, I'm assuming they wanted to do Dude Is a Gay?
It's possible.
Do we have music to try and do
Tully,
the intro?
I just emailed you a bunch of links with free play music if you want to play that out.
If you got a guitar, I can just write the Dude Is It Gay song right now.
Can you give him a guitar? Thanks, dude.
You guys owe me big time.
I'm not giving you $10,000. I'm not jerking you off either.
We might bite your dick.
Yeah. While you sing it.
Play your cards right.
That's cash money right there. All right. This is Dude Is a Gay.
The soulful sound of Dryden Mitchell.
With a new intro. Here, you sing it. I'll put the mic there.
Now I gotta do something.
You just say Dude Is a Gay. Oh, okay. And then you say, hell yeah.
Dude, is it gay? Hell yeah. I think it is. I think it's gay. Yeah, it's gay.
Thank you.
All right.
Not my best work.
It was way more work than the original one. I'm going to call this guy back because I'm assuming he was calling for Dude Is a Gay.
Hello?
Hey, man, you're on the Jason Isles Show. Welcome to Dude Is a Gay.
Awesome, dude. This is Wolf Knife Fancy Anus.
Good to talk to you, Fancy Anus.
You might be gay.
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah, affirmative already.
Go ahead, tell us your story and we will judge you on whether you're gay or not.
All right, so my wife and I are swingers.
Yep.
And the other couple, the dude is like a really big power lifter guy.
Mm.
And I got really bad knees. So, dude, is it gay if I'm glad that he can give my wife a real good going over?
Because you can't? Because your knees are bad?
I can give it a little bit, but he just has so much power.
Man, that is
gay. I think this is, like, false. Is this real?
No, this cause this is real. Dude is a gay, and there's no lying in Dude Is a Gay.
Okay, I didn't know the rules.
No, he's about
how bad are your knees? Okay. Can you
like
squat?
215. I was in...
Yeah, you can do one squat by yourself and stand back up.
Dude, yeah. With your bad knees, you should just stay down there, suck his dong. That's not gay.
It is a little bit.
Okay.
There's an angle. Let me ask you something.
Michael has a question.
Off the top of your head, what's your favorite thing that you ever watched him do to your wife?
That's a good question.
Top of my head is probably he was going at it pretty hard. They're over the couch and I was in front of her getting the old two-sided action going.
Oh yeah, that's called the what is it called when you
Eiffel Tower?
It seems like a reverse Eiffel Tower. She's on her back
over the couch.
Yeah.
Right. No, she Eiffel was Tower. Bent over. So,
what percentage of time?
Not airtime, I mean, but pretty close.
Yeah. What percentage of the time were you making eye contact with him?
It would have been under 10%. Probably.
Yeah, but that entire 10% was gay. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say, really, the only gay thing to me about his comments were with like, that his knees are too weak to bone his wife.
Yeah, like, or the only I don't think the act was gay at all. I think that you seem so like impressed with the power lifter in the beginning, right?
It did say that's you seem like you're into him more than she is.
No,
what not
is,
at all.
What is his most like impressively defined feature?
Probably the quads.
Booby trap. You're gay.
Yeah.
you got
a favorite part of a dude.
We got you.
Guess what? Fancy
anus.
I got you.
I got your calling, hey, dude. The singer for Ant Farm has your number now, too.
That was gay. I think I have text messages, so I can read these text messages.
Uh-huh.
People don't want to call like they used to, but you can if you want to. We're live. Sure, this is a podcast that is free and available mm-hmm. everywhere, but people don't know this. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/ellismate, where Whoa. You can be a subscriber and you can listen and you can call and text us live, because we do many shows all week, 4 to be exact. I wasn't accepting a great show. Wait, this is not. Someone just likes Alien Ant Farm. That's not a gay thing
don't,
to say.
Don't just skim past the Ant Farm this ones. Is, what the is, hell?
This is, Alien Ant Farm's great. Whatever. Oh,
Jesus.
Did Dream like doing World's Greatest
I'm going to your neighbor's house.
Did you like doing...
They have a podcast,
these
too.
These questions are not gay.
Liking yeah. Alien Ant Farm's pretty gay.
Is it?
I think so.
Really? Why is it gay?
AAF, dude. What do you think the F stands for?
Do you know what their original name was?
Stop.
You know what we were really going to... We were considering calling Masters of the Universe, and it just reminded me of, like, the powerlifter dude. So maybe that would have been, like, a terrible name.
I loved He-Man.
Yeah, that's gay.
I know. I didn't realize until I was older. Did you know I didn't know Boy George was gay when I first saw him on TV?
He's not.
He totally is.
Oh.
Practicing homosexual.
Practicing. He did, but didn't he tie some people to his basement?
An escort, I think, was probably consented to initially being handcuffed to something in Boy George's, I want to say, like a townhouse or apartment, but then Boy George neglected to release him when the pre-agreed upon time.
I remember
to let
reading
him out
that.
Was,
it sounded like kind of odd. It sounded so odd that it was like, wow, he looks trippy. I thought it was like Maynard from Tool or something. Boy George is on this rad prog band now.
If you told me the guy from Disturbed had done that to a male prostitute and that was the picture, I would have bought it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have, because I figured you could get away from him. What is he, like 3 feet high? Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Hello. Oh, you got to turn the...
Well, old school.
Remember, old school, you got to turn the show off.
I know, hey, I just did. I'm sorry. Hi.
Welcome to Dude is a Gay, Molly.
Hi. I was a little bit afraid to call because I don't really want to know the answer, but you've also had this same kind of situation come up before, but it depended on the person. So I've been married for 13 years to my husband.
Okay.
He just walked in. His eyes are wide because he knows you're doing Dude is a Gay.
Are you married to Boy George?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm married. I've always been attracted to men and only men, yep. but I yep. only like watching female porn.
Yeah.
And at first I thought it was because I just liked the style, like the romantic aspect of it more. You'd usually find that with lesbian porn.
Yeah.
But then it's kind of like you watch it and you're like, well, I kind of like also it's like the sensations that would feel better for me. I like watching people do. I also am not a big fan of penises.
I knew that was going to be my next question. It seems like you're grossed out by penises.
Yeah. That's someone gay on the other line.
Is that all it is? Should I go?
No, don't go. Screw him. Screw anybody who's calling right when I'm taking a Dude as a Gay phone call.
Yeah.
Just wait your turn. Wait till Molly's off and then call Ludwig Van Handjob.
Yeah,
jerk off.
We'll call that gay dude back.
Yeah, guess what, Ludwig? You're gay.
But you are.
I feel
gay,
like Ludwig. You could make the case that for a woman to be disgusted by penises is a little gay.
Good
yeah,
old
you know,
good.
Yeah.
I said that his feet were disgusting, and I'm like, well, let's think about it. The two grossest parts of the male body, think about it. What are they? The feet,
the mind,
and the penis,
and the brain.
I don't think. Maybe I think that you've just. Seriously, there's some good-looking penises out there. I would say, on average, that it's more like 65% of penises are pretty ugly. It's pretty
sure.
rare. It's kind of like vaginas. Like I like all vaginas because you know, I mean, I like everybody.
Uh-huh.
But
there's some creepy ones, though, right?
Some vaginas are not as good looking as other vaginas, and if I was like a vagina Nazi,
you got Wheezy Jefferson's snatch on your wrist right now.
That's my cat ate my hand, oh. and it's scabbing up. It's not a vagina, but yeah, I think that there are some terrifying penises out there. I've seen. People send dick pics. This is the craziest thing. Guys send photos of their penises without asking for it, and they're not pretty. And it's
yeah.
like, I would if I had an ugly one, it'd be like if I was going out with someone and they're like, come on, send it to me. I'd be like, okay.
Of course.
But to do one without asking and it's not a good looking one, the nerve scary. Of some men. Mm-hmm. It makes the rest of us look bad.
It gives me nightmares sometimes. Honestly, no, yep. I'm kidding. It's been a long time since I got it.
So Molly liking girl-on-girl porn.
No, it's not gay. I mean, wait, that is gay.
But what if her secret email is Muff murdering Molly?
You know, it's not. It's not. It's really close, though. It's very close.
Sorry, have you ever kissed a girl, Molly?
No, and I've never wanted to. And by the way, I love my husband's dick, and I'm not just saying that because he's sitting right next to me and he's disappointed in this conversation. Sure.
Well, look.
Why is it disappointing?
Look, the question is obviously not, are you fully straight or are you fully gay? There's no way that you're fully gay. We're just trying to determine if you might be more than a little gay.
Yeah, if you had a gay act.
What's your number one female fantasy? What do you look for when you look up lesbian porn?
I mean, I think I just like them going down on each other. I think to me, that's what I like. I like being, you know, someone going down on me. So if I watch it, it happens more often in lesbian porn too. And that's kind of how it got started. Yep. So that's what I like, but I've never wanted that from an actual person. I've never been attracted to another woman. Right. And yeah, I've always known that I've been attracted to men, but as the years go on and I watch more and more lesbian porn, it's like, whoa, what's up with this? This is kind of weird.
That sounded gay. But like, girls always lick each other when they're together because they don't have that many options, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you going to do to that vagina? It's like, well, not what I can do.
I think that's part of it too, is most more often than not, lesbian porn is more romantic, and that's what I like, I guess, is
that. When they do the scissor kick cookie wiggle is what I like to call it.
I don't like that.
I've heard that it's not like that good. Like that. A lot of girls, when they do that for a video, they do it for video and they're not really enjoying it.
Yeah, it turns out women don't actually enjoy riding each other like pommel horses.
Honestly, Molly, I think the gayest thing you've said so far on the phone was that you're scared of penises.
All right, great. Thank you.
So, not gay. Thanks for calling, Molly. I appreciate it. Ludwig, you can call. Wait, I'll call you back. There you go.
I feel like there's also women that like watching gay porn. But when it comes down to it, they'd rather sleep with straight dudes than even if gay dudes were willing to have sex with them.
Yeah.
So like what you're into in porn in that sense doesn't always have to line up with what you're actually really wanting to do in your actual life.
But sometimes it does, though.
So, of course, sometimes it does. Yeah. But it doesn't always.
Or it kind of is there. It's there. You just, if you're not like a little scared to ask maybe, or, you know.
Ludwig Van Handjob, welcome to the Jason L. Show. Dude, is it gay?
Yes, sir. So I only called, just to be clear, and I'm sorry I interrupted that gal. When you said to call in, I hung up, looked up your phone number, and called in. In between that time and when she called is when it was going off, so I apologize for interrupting.
This excuse and apology is gay as hell.
Yeah.
So my friend, who I really, you know, believe, said in confidence that he was out drinking when he was like, you know, 25-ish with his buddy and a girl, and he's on a date. And the date's going well, and his buddy's kind of being a pain, you know, kind of how buddies are on a third wheel. Anyways, they're taking a cab back or some car back. I don't know the whole 100% story. And he starts making out with the girl. Well, it starts going well, and he's getting a handy by what he assumed was this girl he's making out with. He looks over and it's his buddy, and he goes, "Shh, just go with it." And so I said, "Dude, did you go with it?" And he wouldn't answer me. And I said, "It doesn't matter to me. I don't care one way or another." And he's like, "Yeah, well, is it gay?" And I'm like, "Did you finish?" And he wouldn't answer. So, dude, is it gay if your buddy kind of pulls a fast one on you and gives you an old handy just to help you out with an old fashioned?
Thanks for the call, Ludwig. We will discuss. I think that it is not ever a Swiftie. I believe that when that hand goes in there, you know that that was your buddy.
Pulling the fast one?
I don't think it's a fast one. I think when you're making out with a girl in a car and somebody else reaches into your pants.
You got to know. It's not that dainty girl's hand knuckles.
Right.
Right.
So I think, is that gay? To let your friend jerk you off while you make out with another girl? I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah. This sort of thing must happen all the time on the tour bus.
We would use, like, other bands' crew buses as the debauchery bus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of kind of just line up girls and fans, and then maybe like some dude would only let the girls in. It sucks to imagine being like one of the boyfriends that like watched your girl go into that bus. Is that gay?
No, I never thought of that. You know, one time that happened to me at an Alice Mania where there was a girl that was very flirtatious and she had a friend with her. And they went back to, I had like a big room and there was like an after party in my room after the party. And she was in there and she was really hitting on me. And at one point I talked to my wife at the time and she was like, yeah, if you want to, that's cool. And then I saw that her friend was sad, like emotional. And I was like, what's going on? And then I figured out that it wasn't a friend. She had lied. And they were either still dating or at some point had dated.
Yeah.
And I remember going, why are you doing this to him? And I made them both leave because I think I was already a little bit older and I was still drinking, but I've never been into
vindictive.
I just immediately felt bad for him, and I don't think he liked me for it, for my part in it, even though I didn't do anything. But I remember being mad at her.
I was
mad at her for trying to lie on his behalf so that he could be witness to something that is just straight up mean and disgusting.
I think that's pretty gay of you to be mad, though.
I agree.
Yeah,
but
caring about another man's feelings when you could totally
super
ram
gay.
When you could ram the puss.
Yep,
I'm okay with that.
Probably the gayest thing you ever did.
No.
It's kind of nuts if you think about.
No, it's not.
Not just from your band, but like all the bands ever, the number of relationships that could have totally gone the distance, would have totally gone the distance if the girl hadn't managed to just get on that tour bus that
one time.
But
do you think they would have got gone the distance
if
the girl would sleep with the singer of Alien Ant Farm?
Here's my story, dude. Here is my story. I don't know if you're a baseball fan. Derek Jeter. Of the Yankees.
Okay.
Good looking guy.
He's not good looking, but anyway.
Professional athletes.
Sure. He's got an egghead.
Okay. A lot of people
he's
considered
got a
skinny
him neck too.
A lot of people considered him among the more eligible bachelors of athletes. One time, for reasons too boring to get into, he came to this shitty little bar at my college, and every single girl that was like better than a four in my entire, all the hoes and all the girls that I was like, she would never do that, all of a sudden were all dressed up. I didn't even know that chick. I thought she was like a super nerdy student. I didn't know she owned heels. Those heels are this high. There are so many people who would never, ever, ever cheat on a boyfriend or whatever, but the allure of celebrity
Until
is there.
That, yeah.
And it's like, if they didn't get tickets that night, like, yeah, maybe they would have gotten married. Maybe they would have had grandkids.
Yeah.
So I found a list of things that straight people have accused other straight people of being gay for over liking or doing or whatever. And I thought it's kind of interesting to run through these and see where we stand. I think our answers to a lot of these might be a little different now than they would have been, you know, 20 years ago. For example, some straight guys have called other straight guys gay for singing.
Totally gay.
And now we all know, right? Like, I'm not saying that you're a professional singer and I don't judge you to be a gay man.
Dude, I went pro in 2000.
Yeah. But what is the line where it is?
Maybe if you like are in choir through middle school and high school and you're like early all the time and you only hang out with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not really singing. That's all the accoutrement. That's choir.
Like if you, at the end of a long, hard day. Just
don't say long, hard day. That's gay.
At the end of a long, soft day, want to get in your car and just be alone with yourself so you can blare ABBA's greatest hits and belt along with it. Are we getting fruitier?
No way. Singing's awesome.
Well, I disagree. I think if you know all the words to ABBA, it's pretty gay.
Yeah, I think we're in that ballpark.
Yeah.
Well, it was the trick question was thrown in the band.
I think putting a man's hand on my dick over the pants is not as gay as singing ABBA in your car.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with that.
And I did it in front of whatever, how many people were in that club. I mean, we're pretty big, so it was probably 30 people there.
You were, there was a lot of, I saw that video, that was a lot of people. You were on fire.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel good. I'm not going to your neighbors to do their podcast anymore. You seem
like you're getting aggressive with this. Is the power of making you aggressive? Were you an aggressive person when you thought you were a big rock star?
Before,
you're a bit more grounded now, right?
I was aggro before I went pro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sense that.
I've calmed down since.
So I saw you recollecting the day and you were like getting angry. Like you were going to.
I do have a heavy brow, I think. It's just.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Yeah, calm down, man.
Sorry.
It's a comedy show.
Some men have alleged that it is gay if you're out on a date to order dessert.
Oh, F you, dude. Dessert? Like, mm-hmm. Okay, so God made fruit, mm-hmm. right? Fruit is sugar, and then man tried to make an improvement on natural sugar by making some other cool things mixed together. Chefs are not gay, and they make, like, cool pastries. Oh, you know what? This is gay as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is gay.
Do you know what?
If you order dessert, you're gay and you're awesome.
But if you blow a banana split at the table, that's not gay.
Yeah, because the banana's not enjoying it.
Only a straight dude would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, being a pastry chef as a man is suspect.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an exception to every rule.
But I love them. I would that's as close as I could get to having a relationship with a man.
That's what I'm saying.
If he's a pastry chef, like, I mean, not just like he makes sausage rolls or something.
No, no, no.
I'm talking makes. Yeah. Sorry, I went Australian on everybody. But if he makes top notch, like, fluffy fruit pastries with like custard in them and stuff, I could maybe marry that.
Yeah,
guy.
Your straight ass needs to marry that gay dude.
I could do that, and then like we go on cool vacations. Where we go to like fancy restaurants and he knows all the other chefs because he's one of the greatest pastry chefs in the world.
Right.
And they have like all these little tasting. This is so gay. But they have like tasting menus and I just get to taste all the different desserts. Hell yeah.
How about watching the sunset?
That's awesome. I hate that that's even a question that it could be gay. Like it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And if your man thinks something is beautiful, it's questioned as if he might be gay. Like, and I don't, it's so, gay is beautiful. So is love.
Watching
and
the
so
sunset.
Are sunsets.
We're not saying gay is bad, but when you start saying stuff like gay is beautiful, you're arguably getting into gay territory.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Sunsets are so straight, only men should do them together without women. Wait.
Yeah, no,
that's gay.
It sounded cool, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to join you and say, no, women, you cannot watch this sunset. But I think I see what you're saying, and I like it. But also, you know what? Men every now and then deserve a sunset with no women around. And let me finish. I believe the ladies deserve their own vagina sunset as well, where they're all just like, ew, Chardonnay. You know what I mean? And then they enjoy a sunset. And no dudes are allowed to be there and be like, whoa, look how badass the sunset is, brother. You know, it's just like, eh,
well, I think that's
beautiful.
Kind of the point is there's not a ton of dudes who are barging in on ladies' sunset parties to go, whoa, dude.
But that's I blame their parents for that because.
Shit, Corona.
What's a Corona? I thought it was a beer.
Isn't a Corona the top
part
of the
sun?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, no. Am I gay now because I know that?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That is the gayest thing that's said so far today.
All right.
So, yeah, you're gayer than me, bro.
Hell yeah, bro.
I didn't even know. I thought a Corona was a beer, and it was a gay beer. But like Bud Light. Wait, no, Budweiser. Yeah, because Bud Light's gay. I forgot.
Yeah.
Haha, you're gayer than Jason Ellis.
No one is as gay as Kid Rock.
I concur.
It has been alleged that it is gay for a man to like flowers.
What? Flowers?
Living, yes. Dead flowers, gay.
What about plastic flowers?
No, plastic flowers suck. They're super straight.
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
I guess here's the thing. Real talk. Is it okay for a guy to like any of these things? Yeah, of course it is. That's ridiculous.
But it's gay.
But if you're a lady
and
you start dating a guy and he presents as straight, but you're like, I don't know. I don't really know this guy. I've been on like 3 dates. And then it turns out he is prone to bursting into song. Loves flowers.
Me again.
Never misses a sunset.
Yes.
Owns a small dog.
Me again.
I love daffodils.
Do you start to add all of those things up and go, I suspect that this guy might be gay because I mean, I guess I could see it. He says he's straight and he's out on a date with me, but like, it's not like a Randy Macho Man Savage the way that he presents. Like,
Randy Macho Man Savage said it's okay to cry. Is that gay?
He did.
Elizabeth. He said it's good to cry.
Yeah, he did.
Is that gay?
Not when he said it.
Oh, so it's how you say it. Well, what about this?
I'm watching the sunset, Elizabeth. Get out of here.
I like flowers. I reckon they're pretty good. Is that good? Is that not gay?
I think Macho Man probably liked flowers, too.
Right, so it's not gay. It's just how you say it.
You can find the exception to any rule. Now, and I want to be very clear about that. I'm just saying, if you meet a guy and he's into all of these things and I go, do you think that guy might be gay? He like really loves flowers and boy, is he into ABBA. Is it crazy to use these things as context clues to suggest that maybe those things don't make you gay, but very few straight men like all of those things.
Here's how this makes no sense because of me and my iffy side, but a guy like me that hasn't had any gay encounters that likes flowers, it's not gay. Like, if he likes flowers, it's not gay.
Dryden, do you like flowers?
I do.
Right. No, but I mean, like, when's the last time you bought some just for you?
For myself?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I'm married, but also I raise panther chameleons, and I keep their enclosures, like, bioactive with growing plants and orchids. So
that's gay as hell.
It's pretty gay.
Yeah.
Chameleons are the gayest lizards.
Oh, my God.
They are.
They're for sure.
Pretty rainbowy.
Yeah, then that's a sign. Well, some people, that gets people mad.
I know somebody who's super into chameleons. She's my 5-year-old daughter.
Right. That's gay.
Yeah. Nobody is gayer than 5-year-old.
That's right.
5-year-old girls. Like, her favorite color is rainbow.
Yeah.
That's the gayest answer you could ever answer.
She's a tiny little gay boy.
No. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Her second.
That's the most innovative gay answer for a color ever.
Her favorite color is rainbow. Her second favorite color is sparkly.
Dude, oh, my God. It's like the gay chart just blew up. Yeah. So if you buy yourself flowers and you're a man, is that gay?
Here's the thing. Let me explain my.
It is, isn't it?
It is. But let me explain my complicated relationship.
I don't know why I'm bummed out about that. I'd be proud of myself.
It's just interesting to get to the bottom of it. My own complicated relationship to flowers.
It's any consolation?
I even had a job. ABBA sucks. They had their.
They suck.
Yeah. You guys are dicks for saying that.
You like ABBA?
Yeah.
You really like ABBA? What's your favorite ABBA
song? What's your fourth favorite ABBA song off the top of your head?
Yeah. Smart ass.
Shout at the devil.
I knew it. You don't like ABBA. You're just saying stuff.
I just love their harmonies, okay?
Oh, shut up, fucking social distortion. Fucking every jerk off with their harmony compliment.
I hate social D.
I don't hate social distortion. I'm just sick of hearing people talk about their harmonies.
You know, the ABBA just bought the rights to Kiss. They're launching like the virtual reality Kiss show because ABBA's already got one.
Kiss is gay.
I mean, the one guy is definitely suspect.
For sure, right?
Yeah.
I think Ace Frehley would have been gay if he hadn't have done heroin. That's why he did so much heroin.
Are you talking about Paul Stanley?
Yes, we're talking about Paul Stanley.
He's the only guy, and you've seen Decline of the Western Civilization Part 2, right? Mm-hmm. Who can actually seem gayer laying in a bed full of like women in lingerie.
Yeah, right.
It's an amazing accomplishment.
Isn't it amazing that he was like at one point the cliche womanizer rock and roll star, mm-hmm. and then you hear him talk and you're like, wait, like if he moved in with Kid Rock and shot Bud Light cans 24 hours a day, I'd still be like, you're gay, dude.
Yeah. He's a complicated dude because he swears like he was like a New York City taxi driver in the 70s.
Yeah, he's a liar too. He's a gay liar.
Yeah, it's entirely possible.
Yeah, he's like, I'm straight and I was a taxi driver when I was in New York. I'm like, no.
And he acts like an old black man on stage.
Y'all want to get kissed? Meet me in the ladies' room.
I mean, that's pretty gay. He did say that.
You're so straight that you didn't do a very good version of it. But yeah, I respect your effort.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm spot on, actually.
We saw him like a couple years ago, remember?
Yeah.
He was so gay.
He kept on doing that. We had to do that voice. Hello, whiskey. He was kind of doing like a sex kitten Dave Mustaine.
Yeah.
I did go a little too straight with the y'all won't get kissed.
Yeah.
Should have been a little more demure, huh?
Probably because you're married to a woman, that'll do it.
So the new album, where do you go from here?
On the road.
New record.
Are you going to have a blast on the road. Am I right?
You know what? Healthy distractions is what it's all about. I got to make my own heaven inside my head. Inside my hell head.
Nice.
But we got some warm-up shows before we leave. I'm not sure when this is show's going to air. So
probably right around when the album comes out.
Yeah, okay. So those will have passed. But throughout late spring and summer, we're going to be all over the U.S. We're talking about doing a run in Australia, in Europe.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Have you been well received there over the years?
Yeah, for sure. New Zealand, Australia was really some cracking little gigs. We just, I don't know. We had a obscure song became like number one for a while there. It was so weird and random of all the pockets that for that area to take to this song called Glow. So even just for that, it's kind of cool to. Anytime you get a song from a band like us who blew up on a cover, Smooth Criminal or whatever, when you see radio activity that isn't that, It's wonderful.
Oh, that's so rad. Would that even be a song that would like be in your set here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, but that's just so funny that something that doesn't get, and vice versa, that can happen. You can have a song that doesn't hit somewhere else.
What website do you go to get ticket information?
AlienAntFarm.com, AlienAntFarmStore.com, and then obviously we have three songs out on all the music platforms right now. The fourth song and the album will be released April 26th, and that's kind of, we're excited about it. We're happy to push it and play the game. It's weird. We really do. We, again, in the past, maybe if we didn't have like breakups in the band, we were dormant and just kind of taking from our booking agent, we'd get, you know, one-offs, little weekend dates here and there to keep us kind of going. And, but now we do want to like throw our chips in a little bit, you know, and we see how much work is involved in that. When we're stoned and drunk in the past and had managers doing almost all the legwork, and now you're doing a lot of that work, is like, it's cool. And it's also like jarring to think, okay, this is like a machine where how little of my day has to do with music is alarming, unsettling. Yeah. It's nice to be at home with my laptop and my gear and a nice little mic like this and just kind of that was the fun of it for me, is creating all this stuff, making something out of nothing, and then it's cool. Like same with comedy, I love that medium as well, you know, just building a set of material to change the room, you know. My dad was a musician, and I watched him at old parties and stuff just change the vibe of a room, and it used to just turn me on. I know it's kind of gay, and
I don't think there's anything gay about being turned on by your father.
Right. There's another word for that, but anyway.
Changing that room, the environment, making everyone at ease. The people would start to congregate and talk because this dude kind of broke the ice with a song or something. I always thought that was cool, and maybe that's probably why I'd still do it.
Before we let you go, I wanted to ask you, one time you had a meal with James Hetfield?
Yeah, Papa Het took me out to dinner. Yeah, that was pretty nuts.
Whoa.
Yeah, what's it like?
It was weird.
Breaking bread with him.
He was sober at the time, and I was getting pretty hammed at the time. He probably was not impressed with my. I wasn't being crazy or anything, but he had his guy with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we had become friends, playing some shows in Germany, and I left him a. He even said, I couldn't believe you played a Sade song in front of a German metal crowd, and they actually dug it. He's like, I got a lot of respect for you for doing that Sade song.
That's awesome.
So I gave him an album with my number in it and said, do you like me? Check this box. That's pretty gay.
Yeah.
Months later, he texted me on New Year's. Happy New Year. We were playing a show in Arizona. Happy New Year's, Papa Het. I knew who Papa Het was, but I didn't believe it. And anyway, it was him. We developed a little text thing going on here and there, back and forth. He invited me to dinner. I was in Vancouver visiting my parents. He said, would you like to go to dinner? I said, man, I would love to, but I'm visiting my parents and I just got here today.
Yeah.
And he hung up and he called me back. He goes, dude, you just turned me down for your parents. That's pretty badass. Would you like to bring your parents? And then I brought my parents too. That was pretty cool. Until my dad was like, hey, James, how many records have you sold?
Your dad did the dad thing?
Yeah, and James goes, a lot. And then I'm in the bathroom with my dad, another gay moment, and I go, Dad, don't ask him. Ask him about his kids. Don't ask him about records and shit.
Yeah.
It was cool, though.
That
is good.
Fucking awesome, man. Man, that's the coolest story ever. Yeah. Thanks for asking that, Michael. I had no idea. I'd be so nervous.
Yeah, it was a little weird, but again, I don't get starstruck with for him. I did a little
That's
bit.
What
I
I'm
have
saying.
To confess.
I feel like anybody else, I'd be cool, but with him, I'd be like, oh,
musicians
shit.
Don't really. I kind of know all the tricks in a weird way. They don't amaze me. Comedians, I do get a little weird about. I remember kind of friending up with Mitch Hedberg before he died.
Yeah, that's like my favorite comedian.
Yeah, we palled around a little bit.
No way.
And it was, I remember I drunkenly told him that his wife was not funny because she opened the show.
Yeah.
And he loved that. His wife was not funny. We're outside of the Wiltern. Yeah. There's these trees outside of the Wiltern. You know, they have those big thorns on them.
Yeah.
And I remember just kicking the tree, and my leg stuck to the tree. And I remember Mitch is like, "Who the fuck is this guy? You know, like, what's wrong with him?" And then we ended up becoming kind of buddies a little bit.
He knew
bit.
You were cool because you're kicking because I the kicked tree a like tree. An idiot. Yeah. Yeah, well, you are cool, man.
Thanks. Tree kicker for life.
Yeah. Now, if you kicked the tree and I was there, I would leave immediately.
Yeah.
But I understand that a younger me would have thought that was badass, so I get it.
There was a time.
Man, Mitch Hedberg.
Mitch was the man, dude.
You're stoked. Thanks for being on the show, dude.
Thank you.
See you assholes next week. Don't die.